You finishing your milk?
Yeah.
We've been to playgroup today, haven't we?
Yeah. So Becky.
You saw Becky, yes, weren't we, Joe? Becky, didn't we? Yeah. And when we came back this morning, there was this. Through the letterbox.
The letter.
It's 41 Shevington Drive, Heaton, Mersey, Stockport, Cheshire.
Thomas's.
Thomas's. It's for Thomas. It's a letter for Thomas.
Open it.
Well, let's use this, shall we, the paper knife to help open it. There you are, and you can take it out. Who do you think it's from? It's got a stamp on it and a postmark, South Wales.
What's this?
It's a card. Oh, no, you've not read it yet. Oh, it's a South Park card. Let's have a look. Let's open it up and see what it says inside. To Thomas and Mummy and Daddy, lots of love from Grandad and Nana. See you Wednesday. They're actually coming home tonight. The card's only just arrived this morning. They're coming here tomorrow to look after you while I'm at work. Who's it from?
Linda O'Brien.
No, it's not from Linda O'Brien, it's from Grandma and Grandad. Can't see when it was posted. Yes, I can. 16th of October. When was that? Oh gosh, that was last week, wasn't it? First class. Let's have a look on the calendar. There's nothing in it now. 16th of October. Oh, it was Saturday. Oh, so it should really have come yesterday, Monday, shouldn't it? But still. So that's nice, isn't it? Well, you're ripping up the envelope now. Shall we leave it there, then you can see it? So it's from Grandad and Grandma to Thomas.
I think. Ooh, wow. Now, Thomas and Becky.
That's two things you've had through the post recently, because last week Mary wrote to you, didn't she, to thank you for your nice get well card. And now you've got a card for somebody else.
Somebody else?
Goodness me, Thomas. I don't know. Now, Mummy's just looking in the cupboard because I thought we could do some biscuits this afternoon. Do you remember how we decorated some biscuits a few weeks ago with icing?
No.
Shall we do that again?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, with Smarties. Suddenly it sounds interesting, doesn't
Smarties,
it?
Smarties, please.
Well, let's just find a bib and put a bib on you. Mummy's got an apron on, hasn't she?
Yes. Mum's there.
And Thomas needs a bib, really. Well, I don't know where your bib is, but how about the apron, the Paddington Bear apron? Remember the one I mean? This one, look. It's got a picture of Paddington.
No. Oh,
Thomas, you've got to put this on.
No.
Oh, Mummy's wearing hers. Do you not want to wear yours?
No.
Not this. You need to wash your hands. Oh no, we're not doing anything if you don't want to put your apron in.
Not this.
Oh, don't rub them on your trousers, you mucked up.
No.
Have you finished that meal?
Pardon?
Have you put your apron on? Yes.
No.
Oh, well. If you're not going to cooperate, I don't
think... Marcus.
Well, I should.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should wait a few minutes anyway. Because we're going there. To this.
There.
What is it?
It's a shoulder. This pig.
That's the bowl. Now we're going to put some icing sugar into the bowl.
Just in it. Just do
and
it.
Let's put a little drop of water.
Let's do it.
Oh, I think one's probably somebody's put far too much water in there. Well, if you put your apron on, you can stir that.
Yeah.
Put that on first, otherwise your clothes are going to get dirty. That's better.
That's better. Hey, Mummy doing round here.
What's Mummy doing round here? Mummy's tying the ties.
No, that's better.
On your apron. No. Now we need a lot more sugar, don't we?
Yeah.
A lot more icing sugar in the bowl. Right, you're going to help stir. Oh, that's right. Stir it. It gets a good beat, don't we? Still think we need a bit more sugar.
Yeah.
No, I'll have the sugar. Then you stir the mixture. Oh! Are you stirring with a wooden spoon? That's keeping you quiet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Your face, that would be good on video. Right, well, you'll give it a good beat. It's all sugar mixed up and then you can have another stir. Stir it again. Look, I'm bringing a plastic lemon from the fridge.
Oops.
Now we put a tiny drop in there like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 drops of lemon juice. That's right, you stir it in. I'm just going to pour myself a cup of tea to be drinking while I'm doing this. It's all mixed in.
Yeah.
That should taste like a bit lemony now. That's why I said, shouldn't it?
There's the magic down there.
There we are. Now, Tom, so do you want me to get some biscuits and put them on that plate?
Yes, I just.
You get some biscuits. Have we got 3, 4, 5? All right, get some more out then. 4, 5. To get some more out of the
yeah, answer. Little button. Yeah, hold it.
You want to hold the buttons?
Yeah.
Let's open this. So she went for some Smarties and put some Smarties on that little plate. Let me make sure the plate's dry, otherwise the colour from the Smarties will run.
Open it.
Can you open it?
Yeah. Oh, no, don't do it.
All right, we'll put them back in the box and then tip them onto the plate. Here we are, and I've opened the bag of chocolate buttons so you can put some Smarties and some chocolate buttons onto the little plate, please.
Watch Mummy.
Watch Mummy, I'm watching you. Oh, that's lovely. Right, now tip some chocolate buttons onto the plate. I can't remember saying you could eat any. Now we're going to need those later on. Let's put them over here. Now I'll stand that knife in some hot water. I can make the icing stick a little better to the biscuits.
Go do it.
And you hold those. Now don't eat any more. Take a spoonful of icing.
Eat a more.
No, they're not to eat, Thomas. They're to decorate the biscuits.
Lemon ones. Eat a green one.
Just a green one, all right. But don't eat the one, otherwise I'll have nothing left for them. Here we are. Let's spread the icing around with a knife like this.
The green ones.
No, don't eat any more, Thomas.
Little more.
They're not to be eaten now. They're for the biscuits. Now, you can stick some Smarties and buttons onto those biscuits. Thomas doing some baking. This isn't really baking, is it?
No.
That looks like traffic lights. You put a red, green and yellow Smartie on that biscuit. There we are, there's another one now with some icing. What would you like to put on that?
Blue.
A blue one. Shall we put, we'll get another plate, shall we? This fancy plate here. And when you decorated them, we'll put them onto that plate, look. Oh dear, the icing's coming off that one, isn't it? That looks like somebody's face. Two eyes, are you going to make a mouth?
Yeah.
And you can put some chocolate buttons on as well, if you like. Are you decorating the biscuits?
Yeah. Next.
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 Next. Right, well, if that one's finished, put it on the plate with the ones that are finished. There you are. Lift it onto that plate, please. Oh, the icing is running down. Do you see that? Why you needed the apron on? Ooh. Well done. Next, there you are. Another one with icing on it. What are you going to make with this one?
Pink, red.
A pink and red Smartie.
Yes, a brown one.
And a brown Smartie. Now you know why Mummy made herself a cup of tea before we started. Because when we finish, we can have a biscuit, can't we?
Oh!
Oh, that's beautiful. Is that finished as well?
Yeah.
Great, we'll put that on the plate with the finished ones. Right. Go on, I saw you. Cheeky. What are you?
Cheeky.
Cheeky. Here we are, there's another one with icing on.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that one? Chocolate two buttons.
Two ones.
Shall we open another packet of Smarties?
No.
There we are. Well, don't do that. That's the plate. Well, we're putting the ones that are finished, aren't we?
Yeah.
Some more Smarties. Is that one finished, Thomas?
No, not yet.
Not yet. All right.
No, no ice.
Your hand's sticky.
No.
There we are. Another one with icing.
Minute.
In a minute. All right. Yeah. Okay. Am I doing them too quickly?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I think we've got enough icing to perhaps do one more.
One more.
Oh, perhaps two more. It's a beautiful sunny day today, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
When we've done this, we're going to do something else. And then I think we should go for a walk. Because we need some milk. But also we need to get out on a day like this. I know we've been out this morning. Are we going to decorate these two biscuits?
Mimic.
Nope. Is this one finished?
No.
No? All right. Oh, lovely. What have you put on there?
Brown.
A brown smarty. It's a good job you're wearing an apron because you keep wiping your hands on your clothes. If you weren't wearing anything like you didn't want to. You'd be in a real mess now. I'd be putting the washing machine, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Whoops. Ooh, we nearly missed the biscuit with the icing then, didn't we?
Yeah.
Gosh, that's lots of Smarties on that biscuit.
No.
Are you all? Have you enough to do these two?
No. Not yet.
We're nearly finished now, haven't we?
Isn't finished.
And then do you think we're allowed to sit and have one?
Yeah.
Is that finished?
No. Right.
Is that going on the plate with the finished ones?
No.
Do you want me to help you?
Yeah.
There we are. We'll pick it up like that. Oh, you've got four finished. Wouldn't it be beautiful? Do you want another one going on the finished plate?
No.
I've got two more to decorate here. Oh, beautiful. Look at those. Oh, are you not decorating that one?
No.
No, we're just leaving that plain.
Okay. No, over there.
Sorry, you meant to decorate it, didn't
no,
you?
No, over there, plate.
No, but decorate these and then we can put them on the plate with the finished ones. Well, those have been decorated. What about putting some on these that haven't? Yes?
Yeah.
So do you need to make a face?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Big teeth,
two orange eyes, and a big yellow tooth. Is that what that one is?
Yes, yellow tooth.
Another yellow tooth, another yellow Smartie. That's two orange Smarties and two yellow ones. And there are chocolate buttons, don't forget. They can be used to decorate, can't they?
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's nice. Now you've got two more to decorate and you've only got chocolate buttons left. So you're going to put those chocolate buttons on these two?
No.
You're just leaving them plain?
No.
And you can't put the box on. People have got to eat them, so you've got to be very careful, haven't you?
Yeah.
Is there room for another one there, look?
Yeah.
On the finished plate. Oh, lovely. Now, what about putting some chocolate buttons on those two?
No.
No?
No, no, no.
You're just leaving them with plain icing? You finished icing?
Yeah.
Right, shall I wipe the table?
Yes, finished icing.
You finished icing?
Mama.
Now, are we going to have all of these?
Yeah.
And then we better save the others for Daddy when he comes home. And Mum and Grandad come back from holiday tonight and they're coming tomorrow to babysit. So we could show them what we've been doing, can't we?
Listen.
Stop it, let's wipe your hands. Thomas, are you just very tired?
No, no.
Just a moment, let's wipe your hands and then you can have the plate. Oh, he's got icing all on his sleeve.
No, 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 no.
They're coming tomorrow.
No, 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 no.
Not today. You just seen a car?
Yeah.
It isn't Mum and Grandad, darling.
No, no, Thomas window. This window.
Thomas window, you saw it through the window of our house?
Yeah.
There we are. Your hands aren't sticky anymore, the table's being wiped. Right, shall we eat one of these now?
Yeah.
Which one would Thomas like?
The one.
Oh, you're having that one, and which one could Mummy have? You've got to have that one now, you've bitten it. Which one can Mummy have?
That one.
That one from Mummy? Right,
yeah.
Thank you. So we'll put the others away now, shall we?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm very impressed that what you've chosen for me has a lot of icing on it. Mm. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Smarties on mine. 3 purple, 2 blue, a yellow and a brown. You've eaten the yellow one from yours, have you? Oh, mine's got more Smarties on than yours. Yours only had 5 Smarties. I've got 2 more.
Yellow one, there.
Yes. Would you like to take the yellow one from my biscuit?
Yeah.
Go on then. What do you say?
This way.
And then just take the yellow one off. Oh. Oh. Wow.
And that's right. No, on the biscuit.
You're sticking it back on your biscuit, are you?
Yeah.
This looks very nice,
Thomas. Green one bite.
Green one bite. You're eating the green one out now, are you?
We cannot see which one will open. No.
Pardon?
Which one on?
I can't tell what you're saying.
Red one on and the green one on? Yeah.
These are nice, aren't they?
Yeah.
These purpley coloured Smarties have a nice taste.
Red one off.
Red one off? You're eating the red Smartie, are you?
Yeah. Hello.
And you're eating the yellow one now? The yellow off.
The yellow ones. Brown one.
I've only got a brown one left, but I've been eating the biscuit as well. You've just been taking the Smarties off and eating them. Are you going to eat the biscuit as well?
Thank you, Mummy's gone!
All your Smarties have gone and I've eaten mine. What about decorating your biscuit with these 2 chocolate buttons that are left? That's lovely.
Enjoyed it?
I did enjoy it. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy making them?
Yeah. yeah.
We're going to make something else in a minute, aren't we?
What? Who's the weather mate? Weather mate?
What shall we make? A strawberry milkshake.
Shake.
I'm going to put a chocolate button on that one. Oh no, not the one that's been in your mouth. No, not that one, darling. One from the blade. No, the one that's been in your mouth. You don't take out and put on the blade so you can still put it on that biscuit. There. Like that. Ha ha.
Ha ha. That was one too. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yummy. You're not going to eat some of the biscuits as well?
No. The mod is done. The mod is done now.
Where have they gone? I think they've gone in Thomas's tummy. Does Thomas think they've gone in Thomas's tummy?
No, Mummy's tummy too!
Mummy's tummy too, yes.
Potato.
Pardon? Oh, hold on. So we'll save the other, shall we?
No. No.
No, you've got to eat that one.
No. No, leaves.
We'll do something with the leaves in a minute, yeah.
Antelope. No, sir.
You don't want the biscuit with the icing, though?
No, the leaves.
You want to do something with some leaves?
Yeah. Hold it.
I've got something in mind. Just finish our drink first.
It's hot coffee.
Hot coffee? It's hot tea, yes.
Hot tea, please.
You want a sip of hot tea?
Yes.
It's not that hot. Be very careful.
Not hot.
Not that hot. Just be careful.
It's hot.
Is it hot?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tummy too.
You can feel it going in your tummy?
Yeah.
Would you like to finish that drop of milk?
No. And then my dad leaves. Milk. No, leaves.
Well, let's wipe the table first. Can Penny have that drop of milk from your bottle?
Yes.
I can't talk, I've got a mouthful of biscuit. I can't talk, no. Quite right.
That's right. Yes, hold it, hot tea. Hold it.
Well, I don't think you can hold it. You can have a little sip from my cup. Is that nice?
Yeah.
Enjoy
it.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. Tummy too.
Your tummy's enjoyed it too.
Yeah.
Does that mean your tummy feels nice and full? Is that what you mean? You've enjoyed it?
I'm a
Well, you're talking about sandwiches and Bob the Builder. Excuse me, Bob the Builder. Bob the Builder, can we fix it? Bob the Builder, yes we can. Is that what you were singing?
Yeah.
Now, I think before we look at the leaves, Thomas, I'm going to just get some flour. Because you know how we've just made some icing with some icing sugar?
Oh.
Let's make a little bit of...
Mummy doing up here.
What's Mummy doing up here? She's doing something really naughty, isn't she? She's climbing.
Naughty! Stop it!
Naughty, stop it! Am I being naughty?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Stop it!
We're going to get another little bowl now.
Straws.
Oh, are you
cross? Mummy, straws. Stop it.
Are you cross with me?
Yeah.
I'm terribly sorry, Tom.
Why?
Pardon?
Why, Mummy?
Cry? No, I'm not going to cry. Do you think because you've told me off I should cry?
Yeah.
No, I'm not that.
It's me cross.
Yes, I know you're cross with me for climbing on a chair.
Yeah. Stop it.
Stop it. Now we put some flour in this little bowl and we mix it with some water.
Ew.
Yes. Oh, look at that.
Ew.
Now that makes a sticky glue, doesn't it? Like a paste.
Ew.
Ooh, I think there might be a drop more flour in there.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know what's in the bag. It doesn't look very nice.
Don't hold it.
Would you like to start mixing that like you did the icing?
Oh, it's most nice. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I don't think the flour and water smells or tastes quite as nice as the icing, Thomas. Now, what we're going to do. Oh, what's this?
Ginger.
Ginger?
Yeah.
Ginger pussycat?
Yes, of your tail.
No, it's just on the front of the colouring book. It's a picture of a ginger pussycat, isn't it? But it's only its face, it's not its body. Can't see its tail. Tables. Still a little bit damp, isn't it? So we'll just dry it with that hand. Now today when we came back from toddler group, we walked through the park and we came across lots of leaves. What was happening with the leaves?
Blowing all over.
Blowing all over?
Yeah.
They were blowing down from the trees, weren't they? Blowing all over.
Normally the leaves fell over.
Normally the leaves fell over. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah.
And we picked quite a few leaves, didn't we, up from the floor? And what colours are the leaves?
Brown.
Brown. And greeny colours.
Greeny colours.
And...
I love colours.
All sorts of colours. We've got them here. Can you hear them all crunching? Crunching and crackling. Did they make a nice sound when we went shh, 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 walking through all the leaves on the floor? And nice and crispy, weren't they?
Mm.
What's this? Well, that's the hedgehog from your bedroom.
Hold it. Hold it to your other papers, green paper.
And I thought we would draw, copying this, with the yellow paper, shall we?
Let's hold it.
Shall we draw a hedgehog? Where shall we start?
Hedgehog.
We only want to draw a very small hedgehog, don't we? Are we drawing?
It's hedgehog.
A hedgehog. And then once we've drawn the hedgehog, we're going to cut round him. Oh, wow, that's a nice hedgehog. Look at that.
Hold the head.
Actually, that hedgehog looks a little bit like a leaf that's fallen down, doesn't it? Now we've got scissors here.
Snip, snip,
snip. Snip, snip, scissors.
Snip.
Snip, snip, scissors.
Snip. Snip. No, lip, no, lip, snip, snip, no, edge out.
And we're cutting around where Mummy's drawn, around the hedgehog like that, carefully. We're going to have to get some proper little scissors for you, aren't we?
Yeah.
These are the ones that I use for everything. And they're not really suitable, are they, for little fingers?
Well, it's short.
Now this time of year, Thomas, you often see hedgehogs in piles of leaves.
Polyps and leaves.
Do you know what this time of year is called? Autumn.
Snip.
It's called autumn, and it's the time when all the leaves. Oh, I see, with the bits of yellow paper that are falling off the hedgehog. You're ripping them up into paper and making them fall.
I'm falling slower.
Does that look vaguely like a hedgehog, Thomas?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yes, I think it does, doesn't it?
I hold the lips there.
Now, what I think we'll do with that...
Hold it.
Well, you can hold it, yes.
Hold it?
This is some glue.
Yeah.
It's called a Brit stick.
Brit stick.
A Brit stick. Now, do you want to do what Mummy's doing? There you are. You hold it. That's it. And we're just gently putting a little bit of sticky onto the paper hedgehog. That's it. There. Now, would you like to stick him that way up?
Yep.
Onto the green paper. Just there, is that right?
Yeah.
You want him there? Okay. Okay, now he's stuck now. Now you've got to do this to stick him down. That's right. Press firmly. Press firmly. Can you see all these? These are his little prickly bits, aren't they? What are they called? Can't think. Needles. Those are the hedgehog's needles. All right, I think he's stuck down now.
Look, down there.
Now, to make him look even more prickly, I think first of all we need to give him some eyes and nose, don't you?
Hands and nose.
What have we got in the cupboard? Let's have a look. I think we might have some sultanas or currants.
Sultanas.
There we are, sultanas.
Sultanas. Sultanas.
You like sultanas, don't you? There you are.
Sultanas.
Now, because it's a side view of a hedgehog, Thomas, I think we've really only got one eye, haven't we? He's only got one eye. So with this other paste that we made, shall we put a little bit of sticky on the back of the sultana and stick it there for the hedgehog's eye? How's that? Is that nice?
Yeah. No nose! No nose!
I don't think he really needs a nose, does he?
No.
I can't think what we've got we could use for a nose. You could use that one, I suppose, couldn't we? So shall we put a bit of sticky on that one?
Nose and eyes.
And that makes his sticky nose. Look at that! Wow!
Wow, wow.
Now we've also got some little pasta twists, haven't we, here? think if we put some of those on his body like that, it would make him look like he had spikes? What do you think? Yes.
Make the date.
What are you trying to say?
Date.
I don't know whether they'd stick on with a bit of glue from the Pritt stick. Then it would help if I took the lid off, wouldn't it? I think it would make him look sort of sharp, wouldn't it? Prickly. Oh, look at this. We're going to have to leave this to dry once we've made it, aren't we?
What's this holding? We promise. We pack it.
Thomas Pattet. You want to press, don't you? Just press gently on that pasta. Don't roll it round, just press. Because it's... Whoops-a-daisy. We've pressed that one too hard, haven't we? It's broken. It's broken. Doesn't matter, we've got some more pasta, haven't we?
Yeah.
We'll just put a fresh piece of pasta.
A new piece of pasta
on there, shall we? Right, does he look as if he's got sharp prickles?
Yeah.
I think he does, doesn't he?
Flat.
Ah, his nose has moved a bit as well.
Nose.
No, I think the other thing we'll do, Thomas, now...
No.
We need some more flour in that. I think we do. Tiny drop more flour in there. To make that a really stiff paste.
Let's do it.
A little bit more than we can stir. Look at that. It's just the same, isn't it, icing sugar with water to decorate the biscuit? They were used to the flour and water to make glue.
Water.
To decorate the hedgehog.
Because. Ooh, wow.
It's a little bit sticky and gooey, isn't it?
Gooey.
Sticky and gooey.
It is gooey.
And with the autumn leaves that we've picked, I think we can put some autumn leaves.
Hold it.
Okay, let's just put a little bit of this fresh glue, shall we, on there?
Hold it. Hold the paper.
Hold the paper?
Yes.
Hold the paper. What do you think to that? Well, we've got to just leave it to dry, haven't we? But let's put some leaves. Let's bring this tray over. These are all the things we picked in the park today. Now look. Look at those small cones and acorns. Oh, that's Dinah. We found a buttercup, didn't we? And it's so unusual for buttercups to be out this late.
Yeah, wow.
Can you hear how crispy? Crispy the leaves are.
Yeah, the cones.
All different shapes and sizes, aren't they? Now, if we're going to use the leaves, we've got to be very careful because we'll damage them, won't we?
How much is?
And shall we take a little bit of glue from this pot?
Pot.
I think the brown autumn leaves would be better.
Pop, pop, pop.
On this picture, don't you?
Pop!
Oh, don't pull them all off.
Yeah.
Are you going to stick some leaves on this picture?
Yeah.
Your finger. This one? You want this one on here?
Whoa.
But don't pull them all apart, Thomas. No. No, no. Don't pull them apart.
Oh.
Right, should we put some glue on that leaf?
No.
Oh, do you want to stick it on the picture?
No.
Looks like the hedgehog's sitting amongst lots of autumn leaves, doesn't it?
Autumn leaves. This one like. Where did the timer?
Pardon?
Where did the timer? I'm going to put the light on. Where's the timer? Where's the timer?
Are you talking about a driver?
Where's the timer?
Activity time?
Yeah.
No, because I said we were doing some activities, didn't I? When we were coming home, picking up the leaves, I said, we'll take the leaves home and then we can have activity time. Are you sticking some more leaves down?
Yeah.
Trouble is, some of these leaves, Thomas, because they're dry and crinkly. You don't want to stick, do they?
No.
You want that one on?
No.
Shall we put some cones?
No. Hold it, no. No!
Thomas, we picked these to stick on here.
No.
Yes, they're nice.
No.
Oh, yes they are.
No.
Yes they
are. No.
They look just like the falling down like the leaves did yesterday, earlier on today. Do you remember the storybook you've got, Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah, leaves.
I was just about to say leaves on the line. What happened?
A failure.
The leaves fell off and they caused awful problems to the railway, didn't they?
Yeah.
These autumn leaves. Don't break these. We can do another picture in a minute, can't we?
Wrapping. Oh!
No.
No. Clop, clop, clop.
Clop, clop, clop. You're thinking of Snap, Crackle and Pop? I think that's what you're thinking of, isn't it?
Yeah.
They sound beautiful and crunchy, Thomas. Nice and crunchy.
Oh, and then did it! Did it!
Quite a few green leaves, aren't there? What do you think to that? Do you think that's nice?
No.
Hmm. Oh, I think it's very nice, Thomas.
Yeah.
And we picked some of these leaves from Joe's house, didn't we?
Yeah.
When we went to take Joe home, we saw quite a few more leaves outside of the garage, didn't we? Whoops! There, I think that picture. Do you think we finished that now?
No.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, you have to put some more leaves on it.
No.
I bet Daddy comes home and says, "What's that?" You think he will?
Yeah.
And what are you going to tell him? It's Oh no, you're not sweeping the leaves with that tray. Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah.
Sweep, sweep, sweep the floor. You like sweeping, don't you?
Yeah.
Would you like to stick a green leaf on that?
Yeah.
You don't have any green leaves on it, do we?
No.
Because some trees stay green, don't they?
Yeah.
Remember those with the berries that we saw?
Yeah.
Those are holly bushes. And they've got lots of berries. And the birds like those, don't they, in winter? Are you happy with that now?
No.
You're not?
No.
Well, what do you want to do with it?
Stick.
Which colour paper shall we have now, Tabitha? What colour would you like? Red, blue, green or yellow?
No.
What colour? What colour would you... Oh, not in your mouth because they've been on the ground and you don't know what's happened to them when they've been there. What colour would you like? Another green one or a red one would be nice, wouldn't it?
No.
No, 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 no.
No, a blue one.
You want a blue one?
Yeah.
Okay, a blue one.
And a yellow stick. And a yellow stick.
Are you going to put some glue
on
the back of the leaves?
No, leaves. No, leaves.
Don't you want to stick the leaves down?
No.
You're being silly now, aren't you? Oh no, if you're going to do that, I'm putting it away. In this book about the weather. Clouds, fog,
no, a
rain,
frost.
No, it's not a postman pat book. Look, it's got a picture of autumn there. Can you see that man walking near the house? And what's happening to the leaves on the tree?
They're
falling down, aren't they?
Yeah.
And look, what's that?
Hedgehog.
A hedgehog. Is that the one, like the one on your picture?
No.
Well, let's just play with those and wait
for it. No.
Let's play with the leaves.
Yeah.
Well, there's plenty of leaves, isn't there? You can play with them, can't you?
It's Sunday's tip.
Pardon?
It's Sunday's tip.
What are you saying?
I'm sick.
Can you not reach?
No.
There you are. I've only got to ask Thomas. We've only got 2 hours.
So sleepy. It's standing in the stick.
Are you playing at sweeping up the leaves?
No. Empty the skip.
Empty the skip?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. You're lifting up the tray that we had the leaves on. And you keep tipping all the leaves on the floor as if you're emptying the skip. What we ought to do, Thomas, is when we've stuck all these leaves onto this piece of paper, we ought to have a look at a book to see which trees they've fallen from. Because we don't really know, do we?
No.
We've almost run out of this sticky paste now. I don't think it's worth making any more now, do you?
And then I'm gonna reach it.
Can you not reach?
No.
You know what? Bring all these back. We're only using leaves on this picture.
And the moon is dumb. It's steady and it's a bike. This is damaged.
Damaged? Yes, well it is. It's a leaf that's sort of gone a browny orangey colour. But it's got little speckles on it as well, hasn't it?
Yes, it's damaged.
Damaged? Is it damaged?
Yeah.
Right. But that's what happens to leaves in autumn, Thomas. Some of them go funny colours, don't they?
Yeah.
But they do look quite
pretty. Not reach.
Can you not reach them again?
No.
Sticking some more glue on.
Painful. Not reach the thing there.
Not reach again. There you are. Yeah. Another one there. That's a very crispy leaf. Look at that one. I think we need to make a little bit more gluey paste, don't you?
Yeah.
Thought we made enough.
Maybe not a bit if you did look.
You're too busy sweeping up, aren't you? When Grandma and Grandma come tomorrow, you'll be able to give them a biscuit and show them what you've made. Look here. Picture the noise. No, that's making a noise, Thomas. That's not nice, is it?
And there are leaves.
But you're going to damage the leaves if you keep doing that with a piece of... with the tray, aren't you? No, you don't sweep with the tray, Thomas, no. No. Are you going to play with these cones? Let's see if we can find a scarecrow in this book.
No.
Bet we can. Do you know what a scarecrow looks like?
No.
Shall we have a look? A scarecrow, page 25. Ooh, this is a book with all sorts of... Look at that! Now that's a picture of the farm. What can you see?
I see some big trucks.
I can see some big trucks.
There's a tractor trailer.
Tractor and trailer.
There's a big truck and lorry.
Yes.
There's a van.
Looks like that might be the milk tanker. Most the cows are milked. And all the milk has to be collected in a big tank, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, where's the scarecrow? There's the scarecrow! I'm a flippy floppy bum with a shaky shaky head. I've got shaky shaky arms. And...
shaky head!
Shaky shaky legs. But can you see the scarecrow on the farm? There he is.
Yeah.
Now he looks to me as if he's got...
Another scarecrow.
He looks like he's been made out of a broom.
Another truck.
And he's got an old brown coat on and it's a pumpkin or a turnip for his head, isn't it?
Yeah. Two trucks. It's another scarecrow.
Because you learnt a song at music group about scarecrows, didn't you?
Another tractor.
There's lots of things to see on the farm.
Another tractor.
Went to Granta.
Tractor.
We went to Grandad's at the weekend, didn't we?
Yes.
And he lives near a lot of farms, but we didn't really see very much, did we?
No.
Was it Grandad's birthday?
No.
Oh, it was. Thomas, how old was Grandad?
Six. Shops.
Shops?
Yes.
Oh, yes, put the book down because I can't see it. Oh, look at that. That's a beautiful picture of a shop, isn't it?
Yes.
What can you see in the shop?
The lady hiding.
Lady man hiding?
Yes.
Do you think they're hiding or are they just doing some shopping?
Yes. Lady strawberries.
She buying some strawberries?
Not with strawberries.
Do you think they're going to have strawberries for tea?
No. The boy doing.
What's the boy doing? What is he doing now? He does look like he's hiding, doesn't he? I think he's actually being silly because it looks like his mummy's pushing the trolley and she's looking as if she's a bit cross. Perhaps he's being silly, Thomas. Like he's being silly at the supermarket. Silly at the supermarket. You're not usually silly, are you?
No. Oh, they are dropping, Mummy. Not a lady dropping today.
Oh, gosh. Do you know what's happened? It's gone to get some tins off a big stack. A big pile of tins, and perhaps he's picked one from the bottom and they've all gone, whoo, tumble tumble, haven't they?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness me.
What's the sound on?
You want to watch a choo-choo tank?
No, it's on the bell tank.
Oh, Sonia and Isabel's Thomas the Tank Engine video.
Yeah.
That was Mummy's friend Liz on the phone. She's not very well, Thomas.
No.
Is she?
Yeah.
Well, do you think it would be nice in that case if we did one of these pictures for Liz, or at least gave her one of these pictures?
Liz.
For Liz? Because she's poorly, she's in bed.
Poorly in bed.
And she's just said, can we go round and see her? But she's in her bedroom. And she's got a cake tin in the bedroom with all sorts of bits and pieces in it that need eating up. So perhaps we'll go round sometime, shall we?
Yeah.
Poor Liz.
Poor Liz. Poor Liz.
And she didn't know we'd been to Spain.
Poor Liz.
At least she'd forgotten.
Poor Liz.
Well, she's poorly, isn't she?
Not worry, Lolly. Not worry.
Don't worry.
Not worry, Lisa.
Don't worry, Liz. Is that what we've got to say to her? Don't worry, Liz. You'll get better soon.
Better soon, Liz. Make the roof. Make the roof. Stop. Stop a tower. A tower.
Well, what do you think of these pictures? Do you think they're jolly nice?
Jolly nice.
Do you think they are jolly nice? Or are you just being polite?
Right.
Yes, I would imagine you are just being polite, aren't you? I don't even know whether the glue's going to stick to them.
It's there.
Yes. Oops, little autumn pictures, aren't they?
Yes.
So we'll have
this
to go.
This is a doll. Guitar!
Oh, guitar! You've just seen a picture of a guitar in that book.
Look!
And who plays the guitar?
By the drum tone.
Julian?
There's a crane.
Is there a crane?
Yes. A crane and a steamroller.
A crane and a steamroller? That's a picture of a toy shop, isn't it?
Yes.
And all sorts of things they sell in the toy shop.
Then roller, steamroller crane lifted out.
The crane lifting something out?
Yeah.
Next to the steamroller?
Yes. Up in the air.
Up in the air?
Yeah. Poorly.
Liz is poorly, yes.
Yes. Met her soon.
When we went to Liz's house...
No, I was hiding too.
Oh, I think that was the same picture, Thomas, of the same boy hiding, isn't it? When we went to Liz's house, she gave you a bicycle pump and a watering can and some plant pots to play with. And you really enjoyed playing with them, actually, didn't you?
Yeah.
So perhaps we could go again. Another steamroller.
Yeah, another one.
Mummy's going out this evening, so Daddy will be putting her to bed, won't he?
Milk too.
Yes, he'll be giving you some milk. That's right. You always have milk before going to bed, don't you?
Yeah. Another boy hiding too.
Another boy hiding too? In the shop?
Yes, in the supermarket.
In the supermarket.